This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A special event for the small business community coming up. Christopher Glenn, director of the Umpqua Community College Small Business Development Center. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So you've got an event on the 19th, not that far off. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is going to be the 2025 Small Business Summit. So in coordination with the Oregon Department of Administrative Services and hosted by our Small Business Development Center here in downtown Roseburg, we're going to bring in about 15 to 20 different state and federal agencies to give brief presentations throughout the morning hours on the 19th to small business owners.
What kinds of things are they going to be covering?
Oh, there's so many different topics, Kyle. It's really exciting, and what a great resource this will be for our small business community. They're going to talk about what services are offered by the Small Business Administration, how to sell your product or service to government agencies in the state, what about technical advising services that are offered to small business owners at no cost from various agencies around the state. State employment programs will be there to help fill you in on how to fill your positions and know where to get assistance for managing your employment needs or understanding your workers' compensation requirements and ensuring that your small business is within compliance. There's also workshops on how to retain employees and maybe even who to call at the Secretary of State's office if you're having difficulties with working with a particular agency around the state.
Well, for a small business, I mean, there's always a lot of challenges because you're trying to run the business itself, whatever your product or service is, but then there's all the things you just mentioned that maybe you're really good at running the business and creating a product and all that, but your skill set is not tied into all this paperwork, but yet to be successful, you've got to do it right.
That's absolutely true. And that's one of the things we do every day at the Small Business Development Center is a lot of folks, they are good at that product development or knowing their trade in the construction industry or that perfect recipe for a restaurant, but they don't know the minutiae that is required to run a business, all the agencies they need to report to, the tax structure, the registration with the state Secretary of State's office, or how to report on your revenue and things like that with the state agency, or how to do business with different agencies across the state, because it might differ from agency to agency.
And what are you seeing right now in small business? Are we still seeing a lot of folks wanting to try something new that they haven't done before?
Yes, I think the trends that we've seen over the last few years continue to be somewhat of a burden on small business owners, and that is, you know, hiring the right employee and getting that loyalty, getting them to stick around and stay with it and keep the work going. And so hiring is continuing to be an issue. There are plenty of positions out there. There are plenty of folks out there to do the work. It's just getting the right match, the right fit for both the employee and the business.
And I've heard of businesses smaller, sometimes larger, but you know, independent businesses that could grow if they could just find the right employees. Maybe they have one more bay where they could work on cars or whatever it is, but it's making that right match.
Absolutely. You know, there is so much opportunity to be had, especially in our area. We do see a little bit of growth here in this community with folks moving in as things get a little bit hairy in some of our larger communities and in other places around the country. This is a great place to live, and so it can also be a great place to work. And so what we're trying to do is provide our local business community with the resources that they need to be uplifted, to feel supported, and to grow their businesses smartly, right, with the proper resources and guidance and support close at hand.
Now, it's Wednesday, February 19th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. If somebody wants to go to that, how do they get registered, get connected?
Yeah, so first off, this is a free event. So that should create very easy access for folks if they want to go. However, the space is limited. So I'm going to share with you the place you can go to learn more about this particular event. Visit our website at umpqua.edu/SBDC. For Small Business Development Center, or give us a call at 541-440-7824. But you must register in advance in order to attend. And as I heard last night from our folks up at Department of Administrative Services, we are already past the halfway point with registrations. So get in there early, make that reservation to secure your seat for this event on the 19th.
And again, if people want to get connected to you, what's your phone number over there?
541-440-7824.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about this event?
You know, I think if you're thinking about why should I attend, you know, there's all these resources and all these agencies going to be there. But, you know, honestly, this is about building personal relationships with the people that matter with these agencies, right? The people that you might have to or might want to deal with in the future. It's about professional development. It's about increasing your awareness of the free programs that are out there to assist you as a small business owner. And once again, it's also about professional networking with others from our local business community.
All right, again, on the 19th of February, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., Umpqua Small Business Development Center, right in downtown Roseburg. Christopher Glenn running the Small Business Development Center here locally. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.